So we've made it off the roof, mostly intact. There are stormtroopers swarming the building. It's only a matter of time before they get to the roof and deduce what happened. You have a crate full of Imperial weapons and a backpack full of ammo for said weapon. What Charlie do?
Who?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Dennis is a bastard man. Why Charlie hate? Where did Adam go? What the hell just happened?
Neither here nor there. I'm gonna try to, now that I'm seeing the groups back again, I'm gonna try to shake my grappling hook off the roof.
Okay. Grappling hook retrieved.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna game roll this time. I'm gonna say you're too prepared for it this time.
Do we need to go around the building to get out of here? Or can we leave out this way?
You can leave out this way. Again, there is snow, so there will be tracks until you get to a road or something. You could also, I mean, you guys came here in a minivan, I believe, right?
Yeah,
Lou's sister's van out front.
That's why we had the hot dog cart.
Oh, she dropped you off?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so you guys have no vehicle. You can call Lou's sister? Or, but you probably want to get somewhere away from...
Yeah, I'm just going to start walking away from the building.
Are you dragging the weapons, or are you just walking away?
Yeah.
You could probably make Char-Char carry at this
one
point.
One hand on... Yeah, that's a good point. Char-Char, are you going to carry the weapons?
He's not even at his PC.
I'm going to jump on him and command him to pick up the...
Fair enough. He picks up the crate with you on his back. The whole time he's like, "Ugh!"
We got it, bud. Easy,
you can
buddy.
Smell his alcohol sweats.
We got some more wirings for you when we get back. Let's go.
So are y'all just going, like, we'll say there's, like, you know when you're in, like, an industrial park, there's little sections where they have, like, trees and bushes and stuff between different, like, industrial buildings or whatever? There is, like, a good-sized patch of trees and shrubbery that you could make it through to another building where you would be out of sight, essentially.
And then we put in a call to Lou's sister.
Yeah, Lou has her rung up and tells him, you're just the next building over and you're leaving from there, or are you guys going to try and walk anywhere else?
I would say just the next building over and we'll wait there for.
Okay. Yeah, we'll say that. Let me roll some one light side. Thank you, dice. There are no events. She arrives. You load the crate in the back. She's like, "Geez, what happened to you guys? Who smells like piss?"
It's Lou.
Lou?
He had a rough night.
It's not my fault. You should have. You don't even want to know half the things these guys have done in there. I'm scarred for life.
Oh,
you know?
He's being so dramatic.
Has he
always been this dramatic, Lou's sister?
Well, I mean, he has a really serious heart condition, and he's not, I mean, I don't know, I'm not gonna, you know, if he hasn't told you what's going on, I'm not gonna tell you his medicals.
You should get that looked at. Do you want that looked at? I can look at that for you.
Sure, we'll just pat him.
I've been getting it looked at for a good long while, and it doesn't seem like there's anything in him.
Can I do a medicine check on him again?
Yeah, let's go.
I will allow you, well, you don't have a lot of equipment to do, like, in-depth analysis of this Rodian. So all you really
what you doing... think.
Little did you know, is Urbanus a mobile command unit?
Yeah, no doubt. All right. So if this is going to be something you're just looking at him and trying to see what's going on, unless you have something that would make this not nearly impossible by looking at somebody, it's going to be 5 difficulty. There's no negative. This is just you, like, inspecting him medically to see if you can tell what's going on.
But
I have a boost because I've already started looking into it?
Is he just incontinent?
That's fair. You did look up. You did look into it. I'll let Zaz, you roll first. 2 success and a threat. Okay. Regbazi, what were you saying now?
Regbazi pulls out his bioscanner.
Okay.
I can identify species, age, and condition based upon a given set of parameters. Can also detect anomalies in anatomy. I remove 2 setback dice from any medicine checks.
I'm going to make it a difficulty 2 for that, because it's an average. You have a scanner that knows how to scan Rodians because you work with Gus. Roll your medicine check.
Ooh. And a triumph. I love it.
So, Doc Zaz has 2 success and a threat, and Doc Regbazi has a success and a triumph.
Doctor?
Yield.
Doctor?
So...
Doctor.
You both are aware, like, judging by, like, you check his pulses. He could tell you if you would have asked him, but you guys just start, like, grabbing him and, like...
He doesn't know, really.
Right, you guys just start grabbing him and checking pulse and, like, looking in his eyes. He's like, what are you doing? Oh my, come on! So you both, judging by what's going on and how he's got, like, labored breathing, he has some sort of heart condition. And with your scanner, you can see there's an anomaly. It's almost like almost like AFib. One of his if we're going off fly anatomy, their heart, it pumps both directions. It's like right in the it's on their back and it pumps in both directions, right? Essentially. So if we're gonna say it's anything like a fly, because I mean they're Rodians, they like flies. You see the valve that pumps blood north to his head and stuff. Is not pumping like it should, and it looks like there are some masses like in his heart.
And that made him pee himself?
No, he's just a coward.
Oh!
So can we just drop the seat down as a bed?
Well, with the triumph, Regbazi, you're pretty confident if you have the right cocktail of drugs in you might be able to operate. If you can be coherent. You wouldn't be able to do it here. You wouldn't be able to do it at Lou's sister's house. But Lou's not dying right now. He's just he has a limited amount of time.
Ah, but you see... I'm just kidding, I don't have anything.
I mean, you guys, I could tell you what's going on. It's my heart. I just too expensive to get...
It's okay.
Put my finger over his mouth.
No, really, God. And he stops trying to talk. This is something that a lot of doctors probably wouldn't want to try because it could just kill him outright. Also, it looks like it would be a very costly procedure. So when Lou was talking before about spending all of his money for medical stuff and gambling to try and get more money, this is the kind of thing that he was going for.
Yes, I think we can do it.
I agree.
I see what's wrong. Hang on.
Oh, you guys, please, it's okay. No, it's okay.
How else are we going to repay you back for this, Lou?
No debt.
Hit it.
Charger's going to slap him on the back when...
Oh, you son of a bitch.
And he's going to say, listen, a lot of people are incontinent.
He passes out. He passes out when you slap him in the back.
Charger's gonna look down at him and say, "No judgment, bud. Look."
And he pees his pants again, just for good measure.
Charger's gonna look around the room and say, "No one judge this man."
I'm just gonna side eye Charger.
So y'all, this was late at night. So we'll say that back at Lou's sister's place.
Wait, is Lou dead?
No, he's just he just passed out. He probably wasn't out for long. It was more like you slap him, he passes out, pees his pants, fade out, move next scene.
Okay.
He's like has his head in his hands and he's walking out of the back of the van like, oh my god, seriously you guys, it's not such a big deal. Like, I've made peace with it. Way too expensive, and you guys terrify me. We're fine, please, seriously. You don't need to repay me, but
it's fine, Lou. We got you. There's two doctors here. I'm gonna hand Doc Zaz a syringe.
Far would you say the nearest clinic is from us, with an operating room?
I mean, we're back at Lou's sister's house, right?
Listen. The space station that I got for you for Gus. I mean, there's probably an actual medical supply station, like a medical facility on the space station. We could get there. I mean, it's only if we, you know, I don't know how fast you
I don't know if you're gonna make it that far, Lou.
No.
Please. I have ice over here. There's power. Whoop, whoop.
I would just like to see Gus happy before I most likely die.
Churchill's gonna point at Lou's pants and go,
I mean, I gotta agree, man. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but...
No, seriously. I would rather see Gus happy one time before, you know, like... most likely am gonna die from you guys tearing my heart out of my body.
I ready a shot of anesthesia, and I give a shot of scripatinol to Zaz.
He stays as far as he can away from you guys, nearest the closest door to him. He has his hand on the handle, and the door, he like turned the handle, but he hasn't opened it yet.
I tap Ragbazi and point to Char-Char.
Okay.
Scared? No, really, you guys, we can get to the space station in less than a day. And maybe we could have this all done by Life Day, you know? It's only, like, what, a day and a half? Well, I think tomorrow's Life Day. Like, let me get to Life Day before you probably kill me, please.
All right, Lou. We'll give you a chance.
He still doesn't let go of the doorknob.
Char-Char is going to furrow his brows and look at him and say, do you think you can make it that long?
Oh, let's try. I think I could do a 12-hour hyperspace jump.
Man, I mean, that's a long jump even for me, bud.
Who are you? How did you get here? Weren't you on Rodia at one point? What do they do? Put you to sleep every time they jump? What are you, P.A. Baracus?
Well, really, Lou, he just kind of puts himself to sleep, you see.
Oh, that's what the smell is. He just drinks himself out. You know, it doesn't smell like you haven't pissed yourself in a while, too.
I mean, no, but this is a judgment-free zone, man.
Side eye.
That's fair. You're actually not being too bad recently, and I can do it. Please, let's just go get Lou, or Gus. Gosh.
Yeah, we have you, Lou. I told you, we got you, Lou.
We got, yeah. Char-Char will, like, reassuringly, gently pat him on the shoulder and say,
no, I got you, bud.
Why don't you guys go and, like, prep your ship? Let me know where you're docked at. I'll go get Gus, and we can just move our way up to the space station, huh?
Okay.
All right, fine.
Oh, thank gods. Thank the gods. All right.
I'm going to follow Lou with my needle.
He's walking facing you. He's walking backwards everywhere he goes. He's tripping over stuff, but he's definitely walking backwards, and he has his hands up like he's trying. If you come at him, he's going to, like, slap you away.
All right, okay, fine. Okay.
I do have a blaster. I just forgot. So don't make me use it.
Uh-huh.
He's got like I think it's a holdout blaster. So it's like a little pocket pistol. All right. So Lou goes to get Gus. Y'all head to the ship. Y'all meet up and Gus comes out. Oh my god, you guys. I don't believe it. You actually pulled it off. You did something right this time. Lou, they didn't burn the building down, did they? No.
This time? It's all the time, Gus.
The building didn't burn down. They didn't even blow anything up. I mean, unless you count the droids. Droids? What do you mean, droids? You guys, you're fighting...
Statues, really, Gus. There's decor, to be honest.
Well, Lou didn't tell me what was going on, so what's in the crate? Lou and Gus are both Rodians, and they grew up together. I do have different accents I could do, but these two... It makes sense. I try to delineate by pitch. Gus is more lower, and Lou's a little bit higher, you know? He's got the higher pitched voice. And then Gus is down here, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I don't know what's in the crate. I only carried it. I didn't see it opened.
Lou's, I have no idea what's in the crate, Gus. All I know is that it came from one of the rooms over there. But we did it. We got in. We got out. Gus is just like, Gus is still recovering from, he seemed kind of itching his neck a little bit. His eyes are still a little puffy from when he had that allergic reaction to Ricknit. But, he's kind of, you know, I'm a little cold though, like colder than I should be. What did you give me yesterday? I know you stuck me with something, Ragbozzi. What was that? I feel like,
what?
I don't know. I feel like, missing
something. Are you sure that was your arm? I thought that was my arm.
I feel like I'm missing something. You know, there's like a part of me. There's a part of me that I'm like missing right now. I just, I don't know. Ah, whatever. Let's get on the show.
Oh, Gus, I'm gonna hug him.
Ah, oh, okay. I'm still not really pleased with you. Just give it a minute, okay?
A part of me misses you too, Gus, and I'm hugging him.
I don't think that's what it. I don't know. Maybe I like you guys.
Is Kevin here?
Oh, of course.
I am going to pass a folder to Kevin.
It is a fat folder, by the way.
Ooh, I like fat folders.
It is thick. It's held together with those big-ass alligator clips.
Fat folder binders. Oh, I got it.
They're binder clips. That's what they are. The big-ass binder clips.
Big old like binder clips make the filing world go round.
You gave a vial of Scirinopanol to Zaz? Is that what I'm saying, Doc Ragbozzi?
Yeah, before we got to Lou's sister's house. Slipped him one when I was...
Which one's Scirinopanol? Is that the neuroparalytic?
Muscle relaxant / antidepressant.
Okay, yeah. Alright. Alright, you guys, unless you want to do anything on the ship, you guys head up to the space station. And, as Lou said, the Ugnaughts that lived there are no longer there. They didn't really say how, why, or what, but when you pull up, it's still spinning. Let's see, hold on. But nothing is really, like, there's no lights on except some red lights around the docking, like a docking ring. If you're looking at you guys don't have the labels, but there are main airlocks you could dock to. There's also the secondary airlock, which is off on its own. So whoever's piloting, I'm assuming it's Kevin Costner. Where would you like to go? The decks of this spaceship are... Deck 1 is a large ring with some protruding like hammerheads on the east and west side. The second deck above that is just a single layer disc, smaller, probably about... two-thirds the size of the regular one, of the big dish. And then the deck 3 is on top of that, same size as deck 2. There are like antennas and stuff protruding, but the airlocks appear to be able to be docked.
Well, I want to go where I can dock.
We'll pick an airlock. I'll let you know what you see when you get in there.
Kevin would probably go right down on the main floor.
All right, main airlock A. All right. Let's do a piloting check, shall we?
Oh, God. Piloting space?
Yes. It's just going to be average, but I'm going to give you a setback because it's really dark.
Okay.
I will give you a boost for the red lights. So you have a setback and a boost. 3 success and an advantage. Yeah, you. The umbilical extends. And you are docked perfectly in synchronicity with this spinning station. And it was almost like nothing happened. Nobody even noticed it. You're just like, all right, we're here. It was smooth, like butter.
Can I get a read on the space station to make sure life support and all the main...
Actually, yeah, with your advantage and all your success, you have a link to the station. It is running on the lowest amount of power. It currently... The life support is running, but very, very low intensive, very low power. So okay. it would probably be a good idea if someone brought... You know, on was it Empire Strikes Back when they're inside the Exegorth, the worm on that asteroid, and they have this little face mask, the chest boxes?
Yes,
it would probably be beneficial to have one, but not necessary. You might be a little sluggish if you don't bring extra air, but after a while, once your blood deoxygenates a bit, but I mean, you could function in here just. It would start to get tiring after a while.
Okay. Kevin will relay that systems are kind of functional. Hey, guys, you might want to bring oxygen with you, just to be safe.
Lou's like, oh, yeah, how many rebreathers do we got in here? I have no idea, Rekbazi. That's your department, right? Weren't you the one doing medical stuff in the hangar?
Oh, what?
great. Fantastic. Like I'm looking for the ship. Hold on. What did we call the ship?
Starlight Express.
Was it the Aurora freight? It was the... Yeah, I think it was the... I believe this was the ship. It's a little fuzzy for me still. There we go. Or am I wrong?
No, that's right. It's got the operating table in the bay, yeah.
Or was it...
We have an operating table right here?
Yeah. No, that... we had the Millennium Falcon.
Did we? Well, it's not the Millennium Falcon. It's actually more of the Outrider, which is Dash Rendar's ship, I believe. It's a YT-2400, I think. I don't remember. I don't recall.
No, we had this one. Because it definitely had... I definitely remember the operating table in the loading bay.
Because we cleared out all this shit, and you have an operating table that like, over here somewhere. Yeah. Or over here.
I thought that's what this big...
All right, so this is the landing bay. Oops, the landing bay is up. So yeah, you do technically have a medical bench here, but remember you guys were like almost all completely out of money. Gus had been selling all the stuff he could to get money so that y'all could stay fed and get back here. And he also wanted to get a really nice room out here. If you recall, he had a really fancy room. All the medical supplies have been sold, like the drugs and stuff. So it would probably be beneficial to go onto the space station, but I leave that up to you. So you guys get to the space station. Adam's not here, so I can't ask him, but who all is grabbing rebreathers? Are you all just going to grab them just to have them? Or
do we have them?
You give me a life side point, and there's enough for everyone. Otherwise, there's only enough for half of them. Okay, cool. Everyone has a rebreather. As the airlock opens, it is musty. Like, you see actual chunks of, like, dirt, or no, I'm sorry, dust that has clumped up. Like, as the door opens, it gets sucked in, and dust is blowing around inside the airlock. And it smells old. It smells like wet. Like, there's been stagnant water or something sitting for too long in, like, a metal basin. So you can kind of get that metallic smell, like a weird metallic-y taste in the air. And it's musty, but it doesn't smell like anything bad. You don't smell oil, you don't smell blood, you don't smell, like... It's nothing bad, it's just... It's a really musty ship, and it is dark inside. There are, red track lights at corners where doors are. And every, like, 6 feet on the hallways. So, we need to get power on. And you guys want to do an operation check. Does somebody want to give me some sort of ship check? Probably piloting space, or... What kind of skill would we do for knowing ship stuff? I think piloting space sounds like the best.
I can work on the ship. Between my piloting and my computers, it feels that, like a... Yeah. That feels like a Kevin Costner.
I'll tell you right now, none of the computer terminals are functioning. It's something one of those things where you either have to be in bay or at like the piloting station.
That's okay.
The command center. But yeah, but if you want to if you want to do a check to see if you would have an idea where these locations would be on the ship.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so it's either gonna be piloting space or a knowledge check of some sort?
Yeah, we can do piloting.
Or a mechanics check, even.
Oh, God. Mechanics is terrifying.
Okay, do whichever check you want. So, this is a pretty common space station layout from your expert opinion there, Kevin Costner.
Okay.
You would know that the... Here, I'll actually just give you this. Can you guys see the layout now?
There's... Something, there it is.
Cool. All right, here's your space station layout. You know that life support, there's a side control panel generally in one of the wings, and to get to main engineering would probably be on the second deck, and it's also going to be located near life support. But also, Like, all the power, all of the engineering, all the maintenance stuff, all of that is going to be on one level by itself, which is likely the second deck, which is where all of the antennas and stuff were coming. And the third deck is going to be most likely the control center. So any three of those locations would probably be adequate, but we'll have to do a computer's check, and it'll be the whichever area you choose will determine.
Okay. Kevin will look at the doctors and go, "Doctors, prepare the patient. I'll get power and supply and support online."
I'm gonna say that the med bay is. It'd actually probably be good to be near an airlock, right here. Okay, so say that's med bay. Where's my? Okay, Red Cross. All right, so you're going to the auxiliary controls, the deck two, or are you going to the piloting station?
I would probably go to deck two.
Okay. So what this means is you're going to be away from everyone else. Whoever goes with you will be away from anyone else while the medical checks and stuff are going on. So there won't be any way that you could kind of like, we're just splitting the party.
So okay. Kevin goes, "I got this, guys," and just walks off
into the dark, just disappears into the shadows.
Well, yes, and I'll go into stealth.
Okay, perfect. You know, the center has the lift, and the lift is most likely not functioning, but there are hatches. You can climb up ladders. It's fine. You get to the second deck. Let's do the initial prep check for Gus's surgery one.
I give him the shot that Rock Quasi gave me.
The scertopinol, the muscle relaxer, and antidepressant. Okay.
I also give him a shot of anesthesia.
Holy shit. Okay. I'm going to give you guys an average check. I feel like adding a setback because who knows what this mixture of drugs will do. Give me a medicine check.
Oh, the anesthesiologist knows.
Well, you're both going to... Well, Ragbazi, then, you have to roll to see if you're going to give him a correct dose with this scertopinol and whether or not it is safe to do so.
You got it, Doc. It's
a good thing I am a master doctor. Once per round, suffer 2 strain to decrease the difficulty of medicine checks by 1.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
Master doctor. Hold on. How dare you even question him?
There you go. Now it's easy with a setback. But hold on. I'm going to upgrade it. So it's just 1 round and 1 setback. A success and an advantage. Ragbazi, you don't even look. You're just like, "Here we go!" And like, stick
him. Alright, order a boss.
And the cloud, as you stick him, you just exhale a huge face, and he's like, "How soon is this supposed to..." Oh.
"Breathe me in."
"No, wait. My heart." And he starts passing out.
It's all good.
Rock, paper, scissors to see who's attending.
Oh, I'll just, bow and curtsy and, like, "Doctor?" And, like,
I want Zaz to give me a check real quick to see if we have the proper, if we can acquire proper equipment that's not like expired or that is sanitary before we move on. I'm sorry, Pi, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you saying though?
I offer the first cut to Dr. Zaz.
Oh my god.
So you want a medicine check to make sure that we have the right stuff?
Yeah. To see if you can do what you need to do with what is on hand. Yeah, you
no
do.
Problem.
Yeah, 2 success and 4 advantage. Yeah, you got it. You also find a pair of those shears to cut off his clothes. He has changed his clothes. They're dry.
For now.
For now. Do you just cut off his clothes or do you pull them off?
Like,
I gotta know. Are you gonna cut off his clothes or are you gonna actually undress Lou?
I'm just gonna undress him.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you have everything you need. You're going to have plenty of boosts on the check once power comes on. So you guys are prepping for the auto dock. You're just waiting for the lights. Kevin, Char, is there anything you want to do while we're doing all this?
Is there a room? Like, what's the room look like? Because I want alcohol.
I'm going to do hard with a setback because you definitely don't know the layout of this ship.
Okay.
You can do a perception. You can do skullduggery. You can do... Let's see, what else do we have?
Skullduggery sounds good to me.
Skullduggery? Okay. 3 threat and an advantage. What's Char-Char's least favorite alcohol?
I want to say, like, a stout. Some sort of stout, like, liquor.
You find the common rooms, which you didn't make it to any of the side rooms. You just made it to the common area. And you find it's like a mini fridge. And it looks like somebody opened a stout, took a drink, didn't like it, put the lid, the cap back on, and shoved it back in the mini fridge. But Char Char hasn't drank in probably 18 hours, 20 hours. He's starting to get kind of shaky.
Yeah, you hear Char Char just go.
Fine.
He just like drinks that. And right. Like the whole time he just hear him go.
Like gagging the whole time. But you do feel a sense of calm begin to overtake your twitchy nerves.
I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
Hey man. I've been to the Poi Du place where alcohol wasn't allowed. So.
He port in a storm, I guess.
Kevin Costner. Oh, by the way, the fridge didn't with the power's off, right? Yeah. So it was like lukewarm, almost room temperature.
Listen. That's disgusting.
Alright, Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner, I'll give you the computer's check to get everything back on. It's just average.
Alright. Computers! Blah-blah.
Four success, two threat. So yeah, you are able to get the everything turned on. The only thing with the two threat, the only thing you haven't been able to get running are the like common area, like the habitation, like bedrooms. And comms are gonna need some work done because something they've been off too long and nothing is aligned in the comms. But power's on. Everything is on. Life support is kicking on. You can instantly you hear a small hum like kick on, and you can the air on the ship almost instantly begins to thin out the must, and everything kind of starts to stabilize. You feel like it's almost a real space station if it wasn't for all the dust and just mess everywhere. Looks like when the Ugnaughts were kicked out, they did not take it kindly. But back to the surgery table, Gus is sitting there like, oh my god, you guys, you put him out. What did you do to him? Why did you give him two things? Why does he need two?
You're not the doctor here, Gus.
Oh my god. Please, you guys.
After everything he's done, it's the least we can do to Lou for Lou.
He's my best friend. Please do not kill my best friend, okay? I know he's dying, but he doesn't need to die today.
Or does he?
Why don't you go check on Char Char, Gus? We'll be fine.
Char Char, if you give me a life side point, he's got a bottle of alcohol.
No, you just hear Char Char going,
I don't know if I can get Char Char right now. I'm a sympathetic gagger, so like if I hear it too much gag and I start gagging. You know what though? I don't like blood either. I'll leave. Please don't kill my best friend. Okay, please. He's my best friend.
Char Char throws up.
Gus throws up as he's walking out the door. As the door closes, you hear Char Char puke, and then you immediately hear Gus puke, and then the door closes as it mid like Gus puking sound. All right, who is making? Okay, so what we're doing here? Let me make a look. To do the operation, we need to open Lou. Open Lou. Step two. Heart surgery.
Dang, is that in the book?
No, this step is something we're doing stuff.
Oh, I heard some paper
question happen, mark.
So I thought
step four profit.
Step three question mark because who knows what happens after the surgery? And step four is
profit.
Close him up. that is the profit. The ultimate profit now is saving Lou's life.
And Private Ryan.
Close him up, and then we'll do. Shut up. And then we'll do a diagnosis after he's awake, if he wakes up.
So I'm gonna prone Lou, and then I'm gonna start pantomiming what's wrong with him to Doc Zazz, loosely. So there's this thingy that it goes. Quick, quick, quick. It's about right here. It's supposed to go quick, quick, this way, but it's not quick, quick, going this way. Quick, quick. as I'm waggling fingers like a blood vessel pumping.
Oh my god.
So you're saying he needs a shunt.
Oh shit.
Yeah, one of those. What's a internally what's a shunt?
But with Doc Zaz's check before, everything you need is like on one of those little surgery trays next to you. You have like an auto doc scanner, like a pull down big scanning unit. All the tools you'll need are already prepared. So as long as you can kind of, since you had the better, you did the xenology check earlier and had the triumph and stuff, you have a better idea of the physiology of a Rodian than the Doc Zaz might. So are you directing and Zaz is cutting?
Is there a marker?
In the absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to start drawing lines where to cut.
Either that or you just use your blunt, you put out your blunt and charcoal lines down his back. But yeah, there's a marker.
No, I have a little respect for Lou. I'm going to start drawing cut lines.
Okay, perfect. All right, Zaz, let me see here. So the opening of Lou, we'll just do this. We'll do an average. You have everything you need, so I'm going to give you, for all these checks, you're going to have 3 boost. All right, first check, Dr. Zaz, open up this fly guy. 2 success, 3 advantage. All right.
Scalpel. Bone saw.
God.
Rib spreader.
Oh, God.
Here, yeah.
That tracks.
And, shunt, did you say? Shunt?
Oh, I thought we were just opening them so far.
All right, so.
It's the tip of a cigar, the plastic tip.
Oh, my God, please don't kill Drew. Oh my god.
We're making him better.
Yeah. We're making him better.
He whistles every time his heart pumps.
Yeah. We put an accordion pump in there and it's attached to these little pumps on his feet. So when he walks, it pumps for him. But he can't ever stop walking.
We have the ability to make him better. We just don't want to spend a lot of money.
So you managed to cut his back open properly. You've exposed the heart properly. Because of your medical precision, there's no severe loss of blood. You have like a saline drip or whatever.
Suction.
Everything. Yes, everything is has gone perfectly so far. The next step would be the heart surgery. So who's going to open the heart and start trying to remove the mass? Is it going to keep being Zaz for this, and then once we get past the heart surgery, have Ragbazi close them up? Are you guys going back and forth? Because I know surgery is very tiring.
Doctor, would you like to take this step?
All right. Crack my knuckles.
Dang!
All right. This is going to be, I don't know what you have going on. This is going to be a hard check with 3 boost because of all of the stuff Zaz has prepared.
You can do it. You can do it.
And it was only so easy because of all of the things that have gone right so far.
Okay, let me check. All right. Okay, this is fine because I have this.
Oh, no. What is happening?
You know.
4 advantage. So you managed to get the heart open, but where you opened it is kind of on the opposite side of where you needed to get it. Like maybe you had the chart upside down or something, but it's on. You can't quite get to whatever mass this is. You're going to have to. We're gonna have to do another check setback. So it's still the same check, hard, 3 boost, but now there's 1 setback added.
Can I use natural doctor?
You can use anything because this is like 12 hours later.
Once per session, I may reroll any medicine check. So can I reroll that first medicine check?
Oh, absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Go for it. There you go. Success and an advantage.
Okay, that wound stitched itself back up. And yeah, you cut on the right side.
You're like, uh-oh. Wait.
Oh, I'm a dum-dum. I'm holding the scalpel backwards.
Oh, no! I'm so glad he's unconscious. With the advantage, you also notice that it's probably time to give him a little more anesthesia.
Do you think he feels this, Zaz? I'm gonna flick the edge of the cut.
His little, you know how they have the little ear dangly doos on their head? One of them twitches a little bit.
Oh god, oh no.
Stab. Stab!
Anesthesia, stab.
it just, yeah, everything, it just, you could see a little bit, he wasn't awake, but there's a little bit of tension that leaves
there's
him.
Some reflex, just,
yeah.
It's okay, Lou. It's okay, Lou. We got this.
So we should need to, okay, the heart is open, you have the mass, we need to...
Question mark,
which would be like, so there was a mass in there that you removed. You need to make sure that nothing is going to happen to the inner wall of his heart there. Make sure that there's no extra damage or that you don't need to do anything with the tissue. So, again, that'll be a hard with 3 boost. Anybody who wants to do this? This will be right before we start closing him up.
To make sure it's not damaged?
Yeah, to make sure, like, so you have the mass removed. The mass is, but you need to make sure that once you close him back up, everything will... Like, nothing is damaged internally. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the mass was removed from?
I will roll again with a Band-Aid. I'm going to use a med patch as I roll.
Perfect. That's perfect. Do you have that thing that reduces the difficulty still, too?
I mean, I have reduce, and I'm here with him.
And if that's the case, I have 2 ranks of surgeon.
What does that do?
Well, when making medicine checks to help a character, the target heals 1 additional wound per rank of surgeon.
Okay, I will give you an upgrade for Doc Regba or Doc Zaz also, because he does have the reduce of difficulty. But since if you're gonna be one doing it, I will give you an upgrade instead of reducing the difficulty. Does that sound legit?
Sure. With the med patch.
Yeah, that gives you what, an extra success and advantage.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Making sure.
Oh, got you low.
2 success. Perfect.
Live.
You managed to suture up any openings, stop any bleeding in there. You have like a little laser that's zapping all of the spots that are bleeding, so they cauterize.
Using a joint to cauterize the wounds.
You what? Oh my god! Yes, yes, yeah, absolutely. And you know it's clean. I rolled this myself. You always roll with your gloves on. You always sanitize. Yeah, absolutely. There's little joint, like cigar, little tiny cigar burns all over inside his little heart there. And you get the heart closed up, and now we need to close, like, the muscle tissue and the, like close his back up, like, close him up all the way. So who wants to roll that? That'll be average with 3 boosts. And Zaz, if you do it, I will let you reduce.
I'll do it. I'll close him up.
All right.
I'll let Greg Bossy rest after that. Breathtaking heart surgery.
I imagine he slumps back in like a chair in a corner and has lights another marketer with the one he's already got.
I'm leaning up against the table, like Lou in the operating bench is like the back of his sofa.
At this point in time, Kevin Costner, were you coming back to meet everybody or were you doing something?
I was going to whatever didn't get turned on, I need to go make sure I get turned on, so...
Gotcha. You can either do the comms, which are right near where you are, or what was the other one? The power for the crew rooms, which would likely be the auxiliary.
Okay. We'll do the comms since I'm right there.
Alright. So it's gonna be average, but there's gonna be 2 setback just because of like... It hasn't been ran in a while, and it has, like, without having it on, it's not linked to the systems properly. It's all out of alignment. So you're going to have to, like, manually align this and get the comms back up.
Well, consarn it. These cowards. How dare they leave how dare these Ugnaughts leave this in this state of disrepair? Advantage.
Wait, do you remove setback, by the way, for computer
Yes, strikes? I remove 2 setbacks.
Okay, so you have a success and an advantage. Perfect.
Hooray!
So you managed to line it back up. you base it off of where you came from, so you're connected back to Kevin Komos. You hear, like, a bunch of Imperial chatter. You're just hearing a bunch of news, and it's all hilarious. But the comms are back on. Char-Char, you and Gus are puking all over each other. Are you just, is that just continuing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, Char-Char actually has a pretty strong constitution.
Do you?
Yeah, come on.
Give me a resilience check.
Okay, I was going to say, the things he's drank, come on.
Yeah, but this is your least favorite, and it's warm and, like, musty.
Yeah, but it's out of his stomach at this point. Now it's
there might still be something in there.
Now it's just Gus vomiting.
A success and a threat. Yeah, Gus is puking on your shoes and stuff. Oh my god, I'm so sorry! I told you, I warned you!
Charger's just gonna look at him and go like,
you warned me what? Look, I was just throwing up over here.
Alright, Zaz, you are sewing him back up. Give me that. It's an average, and you get your 3 boosts still. Oh wait, it's easy, right? Because you get to go for it. Hey, what do you want? What kind of a trophy do you want to take? You have access to the inside of a Rodian. You also have, he's still unconscious. And you're the doctor, man. You don't know, I mean.
How much would you say Ragbazi's paying attention?
Not at all.
Do I feel like I can explain away a missing antenna off of a Rodian?
After tonight?
Yeah, probably. Hell yeah. I mean, with this much advantage, yeah.
Yeah, for what anybody else would understand, I used his ear as the shunt for his heart.
You needed tissue, like cells and stuff. Yeah, absolutely. I'll give it to you. I'll let you be able to argue that successfully once he's awake.
Sure, okay. Yeah, I need that little antenna ear or whatever. You're gonna
use it like tin cans on a string. Hello. Can you hear me? Lou, come in.
Ground control to Major Lou.
Who's waking him up?
Realizing that he's missing an ear, could I start looking for an ear horn for him?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Alright.
First, let's do this waking him up check.
Oh, easy. I give him impact.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to remove these boosts, and I'm going to make it an average check. I need to see if it interacts with the drugs that are already in this. Give me a medicine check, Ragbazi. Success and a threat. Yeah, you stick him with it, but you just gave him heart surgery. So he's like, he's almost palpitating. Like, his heart starts kicking, and it's probably going to hurt, because it shouldn't be beating this fast. You see your loop? Oh, my God! What?
All set, Lou.
Am I dead? Oh, I must be dead and in hell. You guys are still here.
I'm gonna hold him by his face very gently. He's like, you're very much alive, Lou.
You're
welcome. And I'm gonna kiss him on the forehead.
How much longer do I got? What was it? Did you get it out?
Yeah. I'm gonna dangle the growth in front of his face.
What did you put in? Did you put something else in me? You didn't leave any tools in there, did you? Please tell me.
No, you're all right as rain, Lou.
Here's the bad news, Lou.
Oh no.
We had to use one of your antenna as a shunt in your heart.
As he's looking at his hands and his legs, and they're all there. And he's like, what? And he reaches up and grabs his head. And he's like, oh, no, that's my favorite one. Oh, why did you do that?
Would you like us to cut you open and use the other one?
I mean, we can put this back.
I guess I should say thanks. Like, are we good? Good? Like,
good, good.
No way. That's a...
We're family, Lou.
Family.
That's better than good.
It hurts. It still hurts so bad. My heart's beating like a million miles an hour.
For sure you need to take it easy for a while and take some antibiotics.
Yeah, love can be painful sometimes. Here, take some of this.
What is this? Is this prescribed? What is this?
Whatever at Tylenol is.
Wait, do you actually have that, or is it something different? Because your fanny pack just has, like, random syringes in it.
Yeah, it's the list is so long, I'm still looking.
Because you can roll a die if you want to see what you give him, but... Or you can just pick something.
I mean, we did roll to say that we had everything we needed in here, so that's sure true. There's Tylenol in a cupboard.
Right, but is Ragbazi going to use it, or is he going to just grab something that he has on hand? My question.
Oh, no, I was going to grab what we have and just give it to him.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, he's like, okay, thank you.
And take two of these. Maybe not right now, but in a little bit.
What is a little bit? Like an hour? 2 hours? 6 hours?
30 seconds?
Dealer's choice.
Okay, where's Gus? Yeah, the door opens. Oh, Gus, what's the matter, buddy?
Char-Char just walks in and goes, I don't know, dude. He's been doing this for like the last 10 minutes. It's fucking weird.
Somebody gag or something? I know he's a sympathetic gagger.
Char-Char just shrugs.
You guys got the power back on. This place is looking like shit, but I mean, it's still pretty good. Like, the power's on. I can.
I was waiting for you to say good because I can. Really, there's vomit everywhere. But okay.
I mean, life support's on. I think this is amazing, you guys. This is amazing. Now get off my space. I'm kidding. Gus is like,
get off
Lou,
my space stick.
Rest up so you can start sweeping, Lou.
Gus is Lou. Thank you, thank you so much. This means so much. I thought that I was at the end and I couldn't deal with these chuckleheads anymore. But I mean, you did it. You guys did something right. You got stuff. We can sell these weapons, and we could like, this is incredible. Like, you did it. You guys did something right. I think we'll try again. And now we have a base of operations. We can like. You know, plan things a little better, maybe start our own little organization, you know? Like, Merry Life Day, everyone! This has been great! It's kind of sucked really bad. I'm still missing something. And it's not just my lunch anymore, but, like, something deep inside me is, like, I crave something. No idea what it is. And my fingers are cold.
Like, oh, guess.
Really cold!
One more hug.
He pats you on the back and like, how long has Lou got? Did you extend his stay or were you able to get him?
Yeah, he'll be fine. I'm gonna waggle the growth in front of his face.
Oh, oh God! Gus turns and starts throwing up again. Lou passes out because he shot himself with the little med gun with the Tylenol or whatever it is. Before we go, does Kevin Costner want to try to get the main staterooms on, or are we just going to leave that?
Kevin will work on that off.
Cool.
Off screen.
Everything is going on and settles down, Kevin has this fat binder looking thing.
Yes, he does.
On the front, it just says McAllister. Yeah, when you open it, there's a few different addresses. Places are crossed out. You see the address you were at last year where you burnt the place down?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And, it's got photos of the whole family. You know what the kid is allergic to? Like, you have his all phobias? The information. His phobias? Like,
You need to send me specifics on what those are.
Oh, shit. Alright, remind me and I will. And we will end with Life Day, the Spirit's Christmas Future. Who knows what's in store now that Gus is back on board and Lou's alive. I wasn't planning on keeping Lou around, like on the space station, but...
Oh, he's not here now.
He's here now.
He's a permanent part of the group. We'll keep bringing him back.
Oh, shit. Also, Doc Ragbazi, you find a hydroponic garden. That all of the plants are dead. Everything in there is dead. But it's a hydroponic garden. You can grow whatever you want in here.
Yeah. And seeing I'm putting on my medical latex gloves, snap, snap, as I enter, time to get to work.
Zaz, you make it in. You find your own stateroom. You've selected your room. You all have your own refreshers attached. It's got a nice, like, almost like a display countertop on top of the dresser that it's got, you know, the accordion-style bookcases? Not accordion, they're like the quarter dome, and you could slide it up. It's like a like a writing table with one of those pull down covers.
Secretary's desk.
Kinda, but it's a lot nicer. And when you open that roller, there's little tiered shelves. Like somebody had some sort of like collection they'd kept really nice there, but has since been removed. But the furniture is still there. So you have a nice little display table for all your goodies. And you also notice that the bottom drawer of this table, if you shimmy it to the left and open it, there's an extra compartment in the back where you can hide things you don't want people to see. Char-Char, now that the power's on, everyone's done puking, you're able to do a better search of the ship. And actually, in the storage bay, right above where you were all puking, there's like a crate of Wyrern's Reserve.
Oh!
Char-Char weeps.
It's a fucking miracle, man.
It's a life-saving miracle.
And then the stout comes back. Too much excitement for Char-Char. Kevin Costner, you notice... Zaz and Kevin, I need something that you guys would really want. I know I gave Zaz kind of like a display thing, but I get, you know, Doc McBazzi has a garden, Char-Char has his crate of alcohol... There could be like a space to make like a gun range or something, or what is something that y'all would like on the ship, or for you personally, find a piece of equipment or any like. Give me some ideas. See what we.
Kevin just needs access to find way like do his research.
This communications. It looks like this space station may have been kind of. Like a dark station, like it's not something that was super known, maybe like a smuggler's space station or something. The communication setup, you've got essentially data breaker type stuff. You've got a really secure hypercaster unit. Your all of your communications are super state of the art secure, and your access to the holonet, they basically have like a super Tor. Where you can access the dark web, like a whole separate console just for accessing the dark web. You can acquire information. You can there are like chat boards. This is like a really illicit communication setup.
So it's 4chan.
It's 8chan. Thank you.
Even worse.
Is there anything else that Zaz would really like?
VPN?
Yeah, it's got like 4 VPNs.
Probably mostly I'm just gonna take over the med bay and do like my research and stuff in there.
Absolutely. You already set a password for all the stuff you don't want people to see. So there's like the regular med bay stuff that Ragbazi can access and anyone else who thinks they could do medicine stuff they can access. But then you got like a partition in the hard drive that's password like protected and stuff, and it's where you keep all the stuff you don't want people to see. And yeah, the med bay is pretty well stocked. It was probably something they left for the end because they knew people might get hurt doing the exit, and it just got left. So there's a good amount of equipment there. Some of the meds are expired, but you also have contacts on there of people that maybe used to supply them with their off-the-books drugs. So, yeah, absolutely.
Off-book drugs.
And with that, we will end Life Day 2022. We hope you enjoyed.
Doctor. Doctor.
Doctor.
Have a good night, have a good year, and may the Force be with you.
Is this the first ever Star Wars heart surgery ever performed?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
live.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, as you're picking up the comms, you can see essentially a bounty board, and it is for the local region, and on it pops up the name Zaz, and it's got a picture of what looks like Doc Zaz, but they don't like, they don't, this image doesn't really, it doesn't stand the same way Zaz does. It's got like a beard. It looks like Zaz from like an alternate timeline. But you see Doc Zaz pops up, and the name on the bottom, the contract goes out. Zlardio Jin's right-hand man, the guy that was contacting Zaz to begin with, he put the bounty out. Like, so he's like in charge of doing it. I'll have to look in the old recordings to find out what his name was, but that's who it was. Are you going to tell anyone about this, by the way?
No.
Okay, cool.
Kevin keeps it secret, keeps it safe.
Keep it secret, keep it safe. Well, happy life day.
Feinrod Ozarly?
Feinrod Ozarly! That's the one!
Did you figure out what movie this was, Adam?
What?
Did you figure out what movie this was?
No, I have no fucking idea what movie this was.
I guess at the end we kind of derailed, but do you want to take any shots in the dark?
I did. I don't remember my shots.
You were very close when you guessed
Jingle All the Way.
No, no, Christmas Carol.
Oh, that's right.
You were very close. It's like a splinter of reality separated from that.
That's I don't know, like Pandorum.
I don't know what that is.
Christmas movies, Adam.
Yeah, Christmas movies, bro.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's like an early 90s movie with, yeah, Bill Murray.
Nope.
Scrooged.
Oh, I never saw that movie.
Really?
Yeah, there's a bunch of movies I never saw.
Well, it was Scrooged.